Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP releases details of fatal 101 collision near Cuesta Grade. Templeton Library to hold flea market fundraiser each month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Overcast today, highs in the low 60s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The California Highway Patrol has released further details of the collision that took place Saturday night at the bottom of the Cuesta Grade, confirming one fatality. CHP says that at about 9:30 p.m., a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto southbound 101 from Higuera Ranch. A Toyota Highlander traveling northbound collided with the Camry, barreling across the southbound lanes and into the right-hand shoulder. The Camry sustained major damage, according to CHP, and was disabled and blacked out while facing the wrong way in the number one northbound lane. An adult female passenger of the Camry attempted to exit the vehicle. However, the driver of a Hyundai Tucson traveling northbound hit the blacked-out Camry, throwing the woman from the vehicle into the southbound left turn lane at Higuera Ranch. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Five others were transported to a local hospital for minor to moderate injuries. The Templeton Library will kick off an Easter egg hunt as part of its first Saturday sales series on April 4th. Starting in April, the first Saturday of each month will feature thrift, vintage, flea, and maker's tents at the Templeton Library, starting at 8 a.m. each Saturday. This first market sale will also feature an Easter egg hunt for children ages 1 to 8, starting at 9:30 a.m. The Easter egg hunts will be split into brackets of children ages 1 to 4, then 5 through 8. The hunt is candy-free. Eggs will instead be stuffed with prizes, trinkets, stickers, and coupons. The first Saturday series will serve as a fundraiser to the Templeton Library for donations. The library is funded entirely through donor funds. Templeton resident property taxes do not go to the library, instead to 14 other county branches. Lainey Wilson to perform at California Mid-State Fair. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape, your all news time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The California Mid-State Fair has announced Lainey Wilson will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series Friday, July 17th. The opening show will be Colton Dawson. Lainey Wilson is a country singer and songwriter with 9 Country Music Association Awards. Her singles include Can't Sit Still, Watermelon Moonshine, and 2x Platinum, Heart Like a Truck. She's collaborated with Jelly Roll, Hardy, Post Malone, and Dolly Parton. Colton Dawson is a rising country singer, songwriter with a soulful voice, sharp guitar work, and honest storytelling. He blends classic country roots with fresh, heartfelt songwriting. Tickets for this concert go on sale this Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. The Central Coast Zoo will be holding its Party for the Planet Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 18th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the 15th anniversary of this event celebrates the conservation of protection of animals and plants. The day will include hands-on activities, exhibits, educational demonstrations on water conservation, and special animal encounters. The event is free with general admission to the zoo. The Central Coast Zoo specializes in animals present in biodiversity hotspots, which are just 2.5% of the Earth's surface, yet support nearly half of all bird, mammal, reptile, and amphibian species. Come celebrate Earth Day at the Central Coast Zoo, Saturday, April 18th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves shut out the Athletics 4-0, the Cubs beat the Angels 7-2, the Giants over the Padres 3-2, the Guardians beat the Dodgers 4-2, the Mariners over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Guardians, the Giants will go against the Padres, and the Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Wizards 120-101. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Cavaliers. The Clippers will go against the Trailblazers. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. In California news, a U.S. Marine was arrested at the Palm Springs International Airport on Monday after TSA found a live 25mm explosive round in his baggage. The Marine said he found the round in the field a year ago and kept it, assuming it wasn't live. A disposal team took the round to the desert area where it was destroyed. The Marine may face criminal charges and could face penalty from the Marine Corps. This March has been the warmest, driest in history for California, according to information from the National Weather Service and the Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Conditions throughout the state have been exceptionally dry and record high temperatures. Rain is expected to move across California this week to potentially bring relief to the state, but is expected to be short-lived. Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco has announced that his office has put the investigations into ballots from the 2025 election in Riverside County on hold due to, quote, politically motivated lawsuits and court filings. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Agricultural Retailers Association is just one of many welcoming the Environmental Protection Agency's recent action to address diesel exhaust fluid system failures. Now, the ARA called it a very timely step to support America's farmers and agricultural retailers as spring planting gets underway. DEF system malfunctions have caused costly equipment downtime and operational disruptions across the entire agriculture industry. The EPA's action, they say, to remove the problematic sensor requirement will help keep equipment running and reduce unnecessary delays in the field. The Agricultural Retailers Association President and Chief Executive Officer Darren Kopic says that America's agricultural retailers and growers continue to face high fuel costs and tight margins. This common sense relief will help them stay productive and profitable at a critical time of the year. ARA also emphasized that the timing of the announcement is especially important as farmers prepare for and begin spring planting. Now, ARA's Board of Directors also recently ratified this issue as a policy priority for 2026.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
At Hould Angus of Haver, Montana, you'll find cattle with maternal performance backed by the genetics and maternal integrity. It truly is a commercial cowman's program. This year's bull offering is very heavily influenced by OCC and the old NBAR emulation bloodlines. Saturday, April 4th, 70 bulls sell, including 30 yearlings and 42-year-olds plus 20 yearling heifer calves. Sale time is 1 o'clock at the ranch, 10 miles south of Haver, Montana. Also carried live on FrontierLiveSale.com. For more information, visit HouldAngus.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at Cajon's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. Cajon's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
KBRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet. Faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Bountiful Foundation, a nonprofit research and education arm of the California Farm Bureau, created the Expanding Our Roots mentorship program to connect beginning farmers and ranchers with experienced producers who share practical, real-world knowledge. Through the program, mentors and mentees work through topics such as production, planning, business management, market access, navigating regulations, managing risk, adopting climate-smart practices, and accessing resources and grants. The program continues to grow. To date, 246 farmers from 46 counties have enrolled. Expanding Our Roots serves as a diverse group of producers, including 62 participants who speak a language other than English. Carol Thong of Sonoma County said working with her mentor, Andrew Forcini, a wine grape grower in Sonoma County, helped her better understand vineyard operations and identify ways to reduce cost, helping her make more informed decisions on her operation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with highs in the upper 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, mid 70s on Friday, mid 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s Monday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Unilever is confirming it will combine its food unit with spice and sauce maker McCormick. Unilever's food brands include Hellmann's Mayonnaise, Sir Kensington Condiments, and Knorr Soups. It wants to focus on its beauty, well-being, and personal care brands, which include Dove Soap and Seventh Generation Cleaners. Unilever says it will receive more than $15 billion in cash. Stock futures are pointing to a rally on Wall Street today after President Trump told aides he's willing to end the Iran conflict without fully reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Though the global benchmark for oil, Brent crude, has topped $116 a barrel. And AAA says the U.S. average for regular gasoline is now over $4 a gallon. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the Big Beautiful Bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems. And for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice, KPRL.
There's satellite communications, long-distance internet relations. The world's a little faster every day. I know it's all well and good, and I don't embrace it like I should, but I wouldn't want to go backwards even if I could. But I still like the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, protecting what matters. Barry has a couple of folks lined up for you. First will be Melissa James. She's president and CEO of Reach Central Coast. So just many of the things they'll be talking about. The updates on the meaningful private sector economic developments taking place on the Central Coast. And then back for another encore appearance because it's important. Your supervisor, John Pishong. That's in the 1 o'clock hour. All right, don't forget, you heard that Chris mentioned that Lainey Wilson, big time, coming to the California Mid-State Fair. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. But, of course, you can win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know through the email if you've got the two tickets to go see Lainey Wilson. All right, the big-time fair. Announcement. All right, let's see here. Folks, you might want to check if you have any business to do with the government today, because today is Caesar Farm Workers or Farm Workers Day, and there may be some closures. There may be some closures regarding that. I think that, let's see here, California State Offices, California Department of DMV, although you can still go online, California State Courts, City and County Offices, many local administrative offices. So, library and non-essential services. And let's see here. So, double check before you think you may need to go to these places and so forth. Just give them a little holler or check online because, you know, sometimes on the right-hand side, you go there to many places online. It'll say, you know, opens at 9 a.m. or closed, you know, one of those things. So, let's see here. As I mentioned, the DMV online services and California state websites remain active. Of course, emergency services. Federal offices and agencies like Social Security are not typically closed for state holidays unless it coincides, which I don't think this is a federal holiday. And some state parks may remain open, though, again, have restricted access due to specific regional conditions or staffing. Now, as I like to mention, that these places may be closed. However, the farm workers will be working. So, that's nice. Yesterday, in the 8 o'clock hour, I finally got around to it. And this has to do with the state of California. Big change for small businesses. No more SBA loans for non-citizens. Their words, not mine. And it says, green card holders no longer qualify for loans, Small Business Administration, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, here is what I love about the hypocrisy of government, the continuing hypocrisy of government. And, as a matter of fact, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday at the gym, between sets, and I said, and we're on the same page politically. But I just said, you know what? I said, it's the people's fault. And I say it all the time. They put these chuckleheads in office. So here it is. Small businesses owners are responsible for 99% of new state jobs in the state. That's according to the California Office of Small Business Advocate. Okay. And it generates a lot of money. It generates billions and billions of dollars here in the state of California. And, of course, there are many in Sacramento that aren't happy with the fact that people that aren't citizens of this state or this country will no longer be able to get these business loans because they lament that small businesses are the backbone of the state. Okay? They're running their mouth on this. I'm not speaking for them. So, how important is that? Well, again, let me refresh the memories. Small businesses in California face huge regulatory environment. And it's referred to in some instances as the death of a thousand policies. Why? There's over 420,000 restrictions, far exceeding the national average. I've mentioned that before. We're almost two times what New York State is. Strict labor laws, expanded sick leave, high minimum wage, complex environmental regulations, all contributing to a difficult operating climate and increased cost for local owners. So these people stand up there and they don't like this new bill about the SBA for non-citizens. And yet they keep inflicting these small businesses, which they just love to talk about when it's convenient for them, but they keep hammering them with more rules and regulations. They need to be called out, but they never are. They never are. So maybe you have some thoughts. Also, I don't know exactly how this is going to work, but thanks for the heads up. A moderate solar storm is expected today, says March 31st, 2026, following an X1.4 class flare, strong radio blackout that erupted late on March 29th. A mass ejection is expected to impact Earth with the potential for auroras, particularly at high altitudes, minor to moderate activities may persist into April 1st, April Fool's Day. So I don't know what all this means in the sky. I have no idea what time, if anybody knows anything about that, because we got into a discussion last week about the end of the universe and so forth based on a call. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. I wanted to ask you what you know about the notification from the County of Monterey about registering your well. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Supposedly, we're supposed to be registering a well. I saw something come in the mail the other day, a little flyer, and then I called the supervisor in Monterey County, his office, and got some information back. And it appears that the Salinas Valley Basin, GSA, I guess they have a group up there that's monitoring and managing the Salinas Valley Basin. Of course, those of us in Ranchita Canyon, we're not in the Salinas Valley Basin. We're in the Paso Basin, but that's another story. They draw these lines at the county. But I'm just curious if you knew anything about it.
No,
or if anybody
else does in the listening audience. But to be, you know, just kind of give you... we probably check our mail maybe once a week, maybe once every 10 days. So we may have it and it's piling up there in the mailbox.
Gotcha.
That's just okay. But, you know, it reminds me, there were some people, and I don't know out if it was in the Bryson Hesperia area or somewhere out there, that they were talking to John Pashong, and we may be going back a year or two, on the ability to get their county changed. And I really think that the people out in Ranchita Canyon, I don't know how, you know, in depth this is, but it's, I mean, everybody that lives out there, we consider ourselves San Miguel and San Luis Obispo County. We don't consider ourselves Monterey County.
Right. You can't get to Monterey County, so to speak, from where we're at.
No, you. Our zip code is San Miguel. And,
right, and that does create a lot of confusion.
Right, and we can vote in the Paso Robles School District.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know about you. I don't know much about Monterey County politics.
No, I do not. I happen to do a fair amount of work in Monterey County, and I know who the supervisor is for our area because I've actually met him a couple of times. Two or three times, actually, in the canyon, some of the neighbors got together and petitioned him to talk about the roads we have out here. And then I've met him at a couple other events. So I do know who he is, but I don't know much about the politics. And I'll be honest, I don't even know his politics, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because we tend to talk about infrastructure and things of that nature, not anything else. So,
well, here's, I don't know if this is interesting, but we found out the hard way. Had a vehicle stuck on the property years ago out there, and we called Pete Johnston. And it was taking a while, and finally, you know, one thing led to another, and they said, well, we had to cancel the call because you're out of our area.
Oh, really?
Well, wait a minute, you're a 25-minute drive. So AAA then sent somebody from King City, which is 55 minutes, as opposed to 25 minutes.
Well, I do know that the AAA system is messed up. We've dealt with that before as well. Because we're right on the north-south boundary, creates another issue for AAA. And we live, our mailing address is in Southern California, AAA, but then we were just over the line up on I-5 in Northern California, and they got the calls mixed up. We sat out in the middle of the night for 2 or 3 hours waiting for a tow truck one time here a few years back, just because they messed it all up.
Well, you know, do you get that magazine they send? It's called Westways?
Yes. Yes.
And I've seen, you know, I've read some letters over the years regarding these issues, and it doesn't sound like they've done much.
No, I haven't utilized the service lately, but I'm still a AAA member. It is a pretty good service if you're traveling with the vehicle, that's for sure. I've used it multiple times.
It comes in handy, and it's well worth the whatever the annual fee is. I don't know if it's $45, $50, whatever it is, but it's well worth the money. But it's just a little confusing, and it's, you know, it's akin to a lot of things. I think now is we just base it on a number. In other words, okay. I know they do this in radio. They don't know the markets because nobody has to go anywhere to look. You can't explain to them the difference, the quest to great or anything like that, of, you know, as far as reach with the antennas and so forth, because they have no concept of it. So they just, you know, corporate just puts everything one size fits all. And
right.
It's the same case with this AAA. That's not necessarily. Now, maybe from their perspective, it just makes it easier for them. I don't really know, but it doesn't seem like it would take a rocket science to figure out some different situations.
Right, and the same thing, getting back to my question about the well registry in Monterey County, they're just blanket. We're in Monterey County, so therefore they're going to sweep us into whatever it is they're doing up there, which really has nothing to do with us at all. Based on what I know through the Quiet Title and all that, we're in the Paso Basin. And obviously, geologic structures don't stop at county lines. And if you look at their maps, they all stop because it's a tax thing. They're just trying to tax me so that they can manage the basin, but they're not going to do anything for me. And what I do out here and all of the neighbors out here are not going to affect what they're doing or affect the basin in Salinas Valley. All the farmers down there with their giant wells, that's who's gonna affect the basin.
When they say monitoring, is there an intention on how to do that?
Well, I'm sorry, I used the word monitoring, managing. Their words are managing.
Well,
they're doing this, they're registering my wells so that they can manage the basin. It's like, I'm sorry, that's nonsense.
It is nonsense because, you know, I don't know about your case, but my case, I just live on the land. I don't do anything with it.
We have a vegetable garden. That's it.
Right. So we
big deal.
We know who the people are. All you have to do is drive up the the highway and see who the people are that are using all the water. That's easy. So you want to go after somebody who just is living on the land, and they're going to tell me they're managing? You're not managing a damn thing for me.
No, they're not. And I do know that we have, based on a neighbor that's a retired geologist, he's claiming that we actually are in a sub-basin of the Paso Basin because of where Cross Canyon comes across, where all the hills end, so to speak, where Portuguese Canyon, Lowe's Canyon, Ranchita Canyon. And it kind of makes sense because I do know that my well's been in for 20 years and the water levels haven't changed much. And it's because we just have, you know, 50 or 60 residents out there, or maybe 70. I don't know if you go up Ranchita Avenue and so forth. And there's a few grapes here and there, but it's mostly just people living on the land like you, and it's quite sustainable. But what they're trying to do is, who knows? I think it's another bureaucracy, just like what these clowns are trying to do in San Luis County over the Paso Basin.
Well, you're right, because these people, it's, you know, when they say they manage or whatever the term they want to use is, they just want money because they're like heroin addicts. They need more of your money. I'm serious. They just need more of your money, and they will come up with any type of verbiage to make it sound like they're doing something. You haven't done anything for me, and they won't. But you haven't done anything for me for 17 years. So
no, and I know you've said this before too. We live on a well. We have the well itself, and we have tanks, and we have pipes, and we have booster pumps. And when that stuff goes out, and switches and so forth, we pay for that. So if I register my well with Monterey County, are they going to come fix any of that? No, they're not.
Nope.
So.
No.
And the kicker is, so the people that live in Salinas and Monterey, where do they get their water? Well, they get it from, I'm not sure if the cities actually do the water there. They have agencies like Atascadero Mutual Water, but their company, I don't know what their company's called up there, but they're getting their water from wells. So are the residents of Salinas and Monterey being taxed
for
this purpose of managing the basin? I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know the answer to that. If anybody knows out there anything about this well registry in Monterey County, I'd appreciate it. Let me know.
All right, sir. Thanks for bringing it up.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us. Let's see here on the text. The California petitions. Boy, I'm the last couple of days. California politicians are so arrogant, they believe all the business regulations are beneficial to workers. You know, one of the things I wish managers, supervisors, owners, or, you know, whomever is in charge of any business here in the state, I wish you would get your employees together. And you don't have to show them specific numbers, but show them every single check that you have to write for nonsense and say, this goes for this, this goes for this, this goes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they would have a better understanding of not thinking that every business owner is driving around in a Bentley and that the state is constantly looking to get more money out of them. And what do you get? Well, the old song, Another Day Older and Deeper in Debt. Tennessee Ernie Ford, for those of you. Anyway, thanks for the text, and thanks. Didn't get an email. Ooh, well, you folks like Lainey Wilson, man. Getting a lot of people in wanting to go see Lainey Wilson. All right, that's good. Some of the same names that have won in the past. All right, well, again, I'll be giving these tickets away, a couple of tickets each day until Friday. So that will be on the email. And again, I have to specify, I will let you know if you have won. And also, since it's still only March, I won't be getting the tickets for a couple of months. So just hang tight, and I'll always let you know. I keep track of the list and so forth, so we won't miss anybody. All right, we're going to exit. Stay. Let's see here. Another one real quick here. Could you please repeat your comment on the Bryson and Sperry area and the water well registration? We received same notice in mail as previous caller. I don't know about the water well because I haven't seen ours, if we got one yet, in the Bryson and Sperry. I'm not sure if this was the area, but somebody had called into John Pashong on Sound Off requesting a change of, I think that they were labeled as Monterey County, when in fact is like the situation out where we are in Ranchita. We're really San Luis Obispo County. It just says on the you know, crossing the line there where Monterey County. It's really, we're San Miguel. We're San Miguel. We're San Luis Obispo County. That's plain and simple. So, again, I'm not sure which area that was. All right, now we'll do it. We'll exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. CHP has released further details of the collision that took place Saturday night at the bottom of the Cuesta Grade, confirming one fatality. The driver of a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto southbound 101 when a Toyota Highlander collided with them. Another vehicle then hit the Camry as the passenger attempted to exit the vehicle, and the passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. The Templeton Library will kick off an Easter egg hunt as part of its first Saturday sales series on April 4th. Starting in April, the first Saturday of each month will feature thrift, vintage, flea, and maker's tents at the Templeton Library starting at 8 a.m. The first market sale will feature an Easter egg hunt for children ages 1 through 8 starting at 9:30 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Attacks escalating in Iran, strike in the U.S. hitting uranium enrichment sites in the central Iranian city of Isfahan early Tuesday, sending a massive fireball into the sky. Tehran striking a fully loaded Kuwaiti oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. President Trump says the U.S. is actively negotiating with Tehran for peace, although Iran denies that. Israel said another four of its soldiers have been killed in its invasion in Lebanon. AAA reporting gas prices are topping the $4 mark for the first time since 2022. Trilby Lundberg with the Lundberg Survey says that number may continue its upward climb.
From the pre-war price 5 weeks ago, we've got a rise of $1.04. There is a possibility if oil prices go higher and don't retreat, we could see a further $1 at the pump. Prices could go to $5 or $5.25 per gallon.
America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
11 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball began the day on Monday with five undefeated teams after the first weekend. And then there were none. The Rockies battered the Blue Jays 14-5, not only Toronto's first loss of the season, but Colorado's first win, thanks to 17 hits and a 7-run sixth. The White Sox reeled in the Marlins 9-4, Chicago's first dub, Miguel Vargas with a grand slam and 6 RBI. The Rays edged the previously unbeaten Brewers 3-2. The Mariners walked it off against the Yankees last night, Cal Raleigh with an RBI single, and the Guardians ended the Dodgers' perfect start. So that makes the streak 150 years with no unbeaten teams and counting. Just one winless team left. The A's were shut out by the Braves 4-0 and fell to 0-4. The Giants and the Diamondbacks broke into the win column with victories over the Padres and Tigers, respectively. College basketball, the men's Final Four is set for this weekend in Indianapolis, Illinois versus Connecticut, then Michigan and Arizona in the semifinals on Saturday. The women's Final Four is set. All of the regional number one seeds are on their way to Phoenix. First time that's happened since 2018. Texas hammered Michigan in Fort Worth last night, while South Carolina sailed past TCU in Sacramento. Connecticut and UCLA advanced on Sunday, so it's the same four teams as last year, but with different matchups. The Huskies and the Gamecocks, last year's finalists, meet in the first semifinal on Friday, followed by the Longhorns against the Bruins. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've got quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, what are we looking at? Overcast today. About a 24% chance of some of that wet stuff. Highs in the low 60s. Clouds tonight. Then could get heavier tomorrow morning. Overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Sun and a few passing clouds on your Wednesday, highs in the upper 60s. And for Thursday, well, partly cloudy, low 70s for your Good Friday, mostly sunny, mid-70s. Saturday, mid-80s, Easter Sunday, low 80s, partly cloudy, upper 70s Monday, and sunny upper 70s next Tuesday. Today's UV index will be 8. Up and down, 6:51 a.m., 7:24 p.m., we are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got everything for you. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that is our job and our responsibility. Okay, Chris, you're back on the clock.
On the hot seat. Let's go.
Okay. Ooh. He's anxious. Okay, of the senses, you know, your main senses... You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, touch, smells.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, which one of those can you not do while you're sleeping?
And I
will say this. I don't believe this.
Well, my first instinct would be C, but I feel like that's too obvious that it's wrong.
Okay.
So...
Which I will agree with you on that, but I will disagree on what the answer is.
Okay. Taste.
No, it says here smell.
Yeah, I would disagree with that as well. I feel like all of them should be working while you're sleeping still.
Well, for the smell is because, don't you hear people that they woke up because they smelled smoke?
Right, or something funny.
Yeah, you have something funny going on. So you wake up because we hear something. Now, the taste, I don't know. But anyway, according to this and the people that do this for a living, which hopefully they all will get fired after they hear this because we don't agree with these here. All right, supposedly that's it. All right. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. A little heads up. We having some major computer worked up done up front starting 2 o'clock on Thursday. So office will be closed on Thursday at 2 and back open Monday at whatever time. All right. World famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to TascaderoGunshop.com. Okay, let's see here. We have 6 minutes. 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course, out yonder, the One-Niner Diner at the airport. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Speaking of pets, because we just got done with the world-famous Pet Alert, Again, this is key statistics, according to people that do this for a living. Let's see here. Where is it? Oh. On average, pet owners have how many conversations with their pets every day?
Enough to get locked up.
Well, there's something to be said for that. Okay, on average, pet owners have a daily conversation with their pets how often? Or on a daily basis, how often do they have a conversation with their pets?
All right, here's my guess.
Whoa, no. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woof, woof, woof. Hi, good morning.
Morning, 20 times a day.
No, not 20 times a day. Now, I'm not referring to just saying, you know, come on, Lou, or hey, Pistol. I'm talking about conversations a day with their pets. Here we go. We'll try this again. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. 10.
No, not 10. Not 10. Chris, you talk to your cat, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I talk to ours. And let's see here. Hi, good morning.
5.
Chris, since this is a pretty, you know, it's not a really hard answer, we need exact, don't we?
If the number is low, we got to get close to exact, yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, sir. You were close, but no kidding. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. 5.
No, not 5. Hello, you're on trivia.
6 times a day.
6 times a day, sir. Yes. Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Do you talk to them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have conversations with them?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're just, most people do, and it is 6. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Dwayne Jewell.
Dwayne Jewell. All right, Dwayne, we have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Now, most owners use high-pitched voices when speaking to their pets. You agree?
Yeah, I would agree most owners do that.
Yeah. Hey, Lou. Hey, Pistol. That's what I do. Or I refer to Lou as loser. Well, when he does cowardly things.
No, that makes sense. I call my cat a baby, but condescendingly. Like, people will see her and say, "Aw, she's such a baby," you know, in a cute way. But I say, "Oh my God, you are such a baby," whenever she's whining for things.
Right, because Lou, Pistol, you can have a tractor go right by Pistol when she's outside. She won't move. If Lou sees it from a half mile away, he's gone. He's such a weenie, so that's why sometimes I call him loser. Because he just goes. Anyway, now here's a daily conversations. Pet owners average roughly 6 conversations a day with their, often discussing their day or sharing secrets.
Okay, I haven't done that.
I don't do that. I just like,
usually,
hey,
my conversation's like, "Hey, you want food?
You want to come in? You want to go out?" Yeah, I don't have the conversation thing with them. Or I may ask them why they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. Why are you doing that? Which I never get an answer.
Naturally, whenever I tell my cat to go outside, I say, "Go do some crimes."
That's right. Open the door. Okay. Other conversations include talking about the weather, what to have for dinner, and daily work experience. Oh my gosh. Most people believe that talking with their pets strengthens their bond. Well, yeah, I would agree with that. Okay. And there's more.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The California Mid-State Fair has announced Lainey Wilson will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series Friday, July 17th. Opening show will be Colton Dawson. Lainey Wilson is a country singer and songwriter with 9 Country Music Association awards. Tickets for this concert goes on sale Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Central Coast Zoo will be holding its Party for the Planet Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 18th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The 15th anniversary of this event celebrates the conservation and protection of animals and plants. The event is free with admission to the zoo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
16% of Americans use technology to converse with their pets while away. And here's one for you. Roughly 36% of owners sometimes prefer talking to their pets over people. Well, I understand that on one point, but also those are probably the same people that bring their pets in to stores and shopping carts and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, two more to go this hour. Brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They got everything for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.